You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Executive Lounge. Every Wednesday, we have a conversation with a business leader, an executive of sorts, and we try to get to know them beyond their day-to-day work. And today's executive is someone who's been in the media space for quite some time, who's been working for the banks, for various associations within the banking space and within the corporate space over a number of years. Currently sitting as the Chief Executive Officer of Business Unity South Africa. I'm, of course, referring to Uncle Kaz Kuvadia. He joins me now to take a look at his day-to-day and his life and how everything has been. Uncle Kaz, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. This is such a strange conversation to be having because most of the conversations you and I have are around the developments around the country, the developments in the financial space. And perhaps we can start our conversation there before we get into the interesting things. Yesterday, the banking stocks were up more than 6%, and today they also had another bullish day on the markets. What do you make of the current developments happening and unfolding in South Africa?
Just on the banking stocks. In fact, I happened to be sitting with Jaco Marie and Leila Fourie at the inauguration, so we were just talking exactly about this. And obviously, I think the sort of immediate reason for this is that I think the markets have responded fairly well to the political developments in South Africa, and because there was a sort of fear, I guess, that the ANC would go into coalitions with parties that are not free market oriented and are not that don't take seriously the protection of the constitution and respecting law and order and so on. And I think that given the government of national unity and the party being the government of national unity, I think that's had a positive effect on markets. I was in New York and Geneva in the last month, and New York before elections, and there was tremendous amount of interest on the outcome of the election. And in Geneva after the election, and I felt, you know, sat on a couple of panels, and the question on just what sort of government would form and so on, lots of interest. So I think that markets have responded well, I think, including financial markets. I also think that under the circumstances, banking results, although not shooting out the lights, have sort of kept above water. And some of the banks in other parts of the world, so I was talking to Jaco, and he was saying that the African business, for instance, is doing pretty well. And I think markets are factoring all of those in and saying that the banking sector is still solid, it's doing good business under difficult circumstances. And then added to that, the political outcomes, I think, have had an impact.
Uncle Kaz, you were at some stage with the Banking Association of South Africa. You've been with BUSA. You've been very involved in various aspects of the country from an economic point of view. But in all of your involvements, in all of the work that you've done, where would you say you've had the most rewarding experiences or the most forward-thinking conversations as part of such an industry that you've worked in for so many years?
Well, I think both the Banking Association and BUSA are rewarding. I think Banking Association, we started with an association of the Banking Council at that time, which wasn't positioned the way I eventually managed to position it. I mean, it didn't deal with the broader issues in the country. It sort of kept to its knitting, which was banking, and to a certain extent was a post office for the banks. I think Bob Tucker, my predecessor, tried to change that. And I, when I took over, sort of carried on doing that. And I think what's been rewarding in the Banking Association is that it's now an association, certainly when I left it, it's positioned as a very credible spokesperson for the banking industry. But at every board meeting of the Banking Association, a significant amount of time was taken up by discussions on the broader socio-political and economic issues, and what role the banking industry as well as banks play and how they do their business in that context, in the context that they were facing. And I think that was very rewarding, that we sort of started talking about the role of banks and the role of the Banking Association, in the broader socio-economy, and commenting and keeping in touch and being very alive to the political developments. I think in Busa, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that just given the nature of the work Busa does, it's far more impactful. It's far more, you know, I always tell my wife that it's not the amount of work, it's not the amount of hours you put in. It's the caliber of the work, and it's the sort of work that if you don't do it properly, if you take decisions willy-nilly without actually good research and good thinking and good knowledge management, the impact can be severe. And that's what makes this work so interesting and pressurizing. And so if you look at the sorts of stuff we've been dealing with in Busa, I mean, it's phenomenal stuff. And especially in the last few years where we tried to partner government to make a difference and bring business resources capacity to bear and mobilize business resources to build government's capacity. So I think all of that has been very rewarding. So they've been rewarding in different ways, but rewarding all the same.
Uncle Kaz, you're stepping into the most challenging part of your life now. From January 2025, you're stepping down, you're going into retirement. What are you most looking forward to about passing on the torch, about retiring, about moving out of all of the work that you've been able to do over these many, many years?
Well, look, I'm genuinely looking forward to retirement. I mean, you know, the definition of retirement nowadays is a bit complex. So I certainly am not going to just stop doing anything. I want to the extent that I can still add value in the sort of work I've been doing, I want to, but in my own time, at my own pace. I also want to do some NGO work that I've been thinking about, and particularly in organizations that protecting our democracy and protecting the Constitution. And I want to be as helpful as I can. I haven't had the time to sort of interact with them, but I haven't had the time to really make a difference. And then I want to spend time with my wife, you know, quality time with my wife. She's sacrificed a great deal in the last 15, 20 years in being my pillar of support in a very, very busy life, a very, very pressurizing life, and a very, very complex one, dealing with very complex issues. So I do want to work at my own pace, work in my own time. I don't want to work full-time, but I want to still make a difference where I can, and I want to work with NGOs that are looking at the protection of our democracy and our constitution. And then, you know, spend some time with my grandson, do a little bit of traveling, spend time with the family, just lead a normal life, I guess.
Uncle Kaz, what's the one place you're looking forward to visiting where you might not have been able to or where you might want to return to?
Well, my daughter's in New York at the moment, and my grandson. So obviously we'd want to visit there as often as we can. I mean, sort of, I haven't done much travel in Asia, with the exception of India. I mean, I've been to China, I've been to Japan, but I'd like to do a bit more traveling there. Italy is one of my favorite places, and I'd like to visit there again. I mean, I'm a keen hiker. I did Kilimanjaro. I want to continue doing that and look at places where I can actually not do things like Everest and Summit at my age, but places where I can do good hiking and just be out in the open spaces and you know, keep fit without killing myself.
How does the missus feel about these fit adventures, especially at this time in your lives being grandparents? Is she still open to hiking?
She's not a hiker. She's a runner.
Okay.
She's a very keen runner. She runs regularly. I walk as much as I can, and when I can, do have the time, I hike. But she's a runner. She's a serious runner, runs 3 times a week. So, but she's not into sort of physical adventure stuff that she and I've toned down on it as well. So most I'll do hiking if I'm with my daughter and son-in-law and my grandson. Then I do some of the more physical stuff like you know, gorge swinging and white water rafting and stuff like that, but I don't do that often. But I'd participate in it if my daughter wants to do it.
Certainly not lacking any adventure there. Uncle Kaz, what's your favorite comfort food? After a long day, what do you look forward to having as an evening meal?
Look, my favorite food is Italian. But as an evening meal, I mean, I got into the habit of having a reasonably good lunch and a light supper. So for light supper, I mean, you know, just like pasta or just a nice cup of soup with some nice bread. If we do have something, then a piece of steak or a piece of chicken. Don't eat too much red meat. But some chicken fillet with some veg and farm. But when I go out and farm, I like Italian food. I enjoy Italian food. But also, you know, things like tagine sort of stuff, Moroccan sort of stuff. Like a lot. Those sorts of stuff. So, but a light sort of supper with a lunch that might include some Indian food at times, Indian veggies with the rotis, some Indian curry and rice. Cook that every time. My wife cooks that every now and then. And then also when we go out, some seafood. So nothing too exotic.
Fairly balanced, nothing too out of the ordinary. Speaking of balance, Uncle Kaz, before I let you go, what would be your parting message to someone out there who is looking to maintain that work-life balance, the family balance, the juggling of everything that you've had to juggle in your career? What's the parting thought of or piece of wisdom that you can share around how to keep it all in check?
Yeah, so do what I'm doing at 70. Do that when you're in your 30s. work hard when you're young, but even then have a balance. But work hard when you're young. Give it all. I think that you know, in given our history, given where we come from, given what's happened in the last 10 to 15 years, it's hard work, it's honest work, and no matter what field you're in, always have some indication to yourself of not doing anything extra necessarily, but the way in which you conduct your work. Just like I tell my board and others, the way we conduct our business must add value to our country and must begin to address some of the socioeconomic ills we have in our country. The line between business and society is not there anymore. And business and individuals have got to conduct themselves in a way that builds society, not because they're good guys or girls, but because if we don't do that in 20 years' time, you're not doing business. I don't need consultants and researchers to tell me that. So I think put in a lot of work when you're younger, but understand the country we are in, understand the context we are in, understand our history, because I think young people are forgetting that. Not that we blame everything on our history, but history gives you context, history keeps you balanced, and it's also a reference point. Are we actually making a difference to where we were? And then as you go older, and where you can, I mean, you have a partner that's interested in the sort of stuff you're doing, that's great. You grow together. But as you get older, and you get the family, then create that balance. You know, deliberately make time for the family, which I haven't been good at doing before.
Never too late to start, though. Always a good time to spend time with the family. And I suppose this is very much a well-deserved and well-earned retirement. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Kaz Kovadia, who is the CEO, perhaps outgoing CEO of Business Unity South Africa, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge as we reflect on his life, his career, and some sage wisdom that he's had to share with us.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.